If you like what we're doing here at Anime Cherry Bomb, don't forget to leave a like. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm Jay, and with me is my buddy Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing pretty good, Jay. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Yeah, it was a
another good year down.
Yeah, a good year.
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe we've been doing this for coming on 7 years now, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty mind-boggling.
Yeah, again, it's the longest thing I've ever been attached to.
Right. So. Yeah, definitely.
All right, Jay. So let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
Nitty-gritty.
Yeah. So let's go.
Well, we're doing, what is this podcast?
Oh, it's I guess we should describe it. Yes, our annual year-end podcast where we count down our favorite things from the last year.
Yep. It's our award ceremony.
I love my favorite time of year.
Mm-hmm.
We get to talk about anime that we loved through the year.
Right.
And I guess we can talk about art first before we get into our favorite things.
Yeah, definitely.
Before we can do
animes with the best art.
The best art. So you have any honorable mentions here, Jay?
No, I only have a top five.
All right, let's kick it off, Jay. What's your number five?
My number five is Oshinoko.
Yeah, you know, I struggled with having this on the list. It probably would have been my honorable mention if I was being more meticulous about it. Mm-hmm. But yes, really great designs, really great art.
Yeah, really cool character designs all around. I really enjoyed the art in that one.
My number five is The Witch from Mercury. Mm-hmm. All of the designs I feel have bangers. All of the Gundam designs also all really look really great.
Yeah, all the mobile suits are pretty cool in that one.
Number four, I have...
Number four. Oh, we're going to do alternating?
Yeah, we'll do a ladder.
Okay.
Or a snake. Number four, I have Blue Lock.
Oh.
Yeah, a surprise sports anime we did this year.
Yeah,
definitely. Very cool. Very Danganronpa-esque as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of characters in this one.
Yeah. And they all look so freaking unique. Cool.
Yeah. By the time we get to when we get to the new season, we're getting like people that are like really over the top.
It's so tight. I love it.
And number four, I have Scott Pilgrim Takes Off.
Yeah. Pretty. I really love how they adapted the comic art.
Yeah, I was going to say the video game art, but
the comic too, art. Yeah. Really good. Really love all the designs.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, number three, Scott Pilgrim Takes Off.
Really? And number three for me is Blue Lock.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Yeah, super funny.
Number two, I have Happy Sugar Life.
Hey, yeah.
One of the favorite things I like about this anime is, one, I really like the bright, almost pastel color palette.
Right.
In the light scenes. And in the dark scenes are even like more crushing blacks and grays.
Right.
And like dismal.
Mm-hmm. Like a horror movie.
Yeah. Not so much really character design for this one, but overall art
atmosphere
is really, really good.
All right, my number two is My Dress Up Darling. We just reviewed that.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool design. I love all the characters, or there's not that many, but everybody looks really cool. All the art is pretty cool. I like it.
And number one, Jay.
Number one. What do you have?
I have Urusei Yatsura, Jay.
What a coincidence. I have...
Yeah, there you go.
Number one is Urusei Yatsura. Really loved the adaptation of the old anime.
Yeah, really retro feel.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you right now, since we're going to go to openings, it didn't make my list, but the first opening for Urusei Yatsura, I really love. There's like that, the moment in the beginning of the opening where you see like the old school drawings.
Right.
But like modern. It was like, it's the manga drawings, but modern animated, and they look so good. And I love, definitely. I love this adaptation of old to new.
Yeah, it's like an old character design brought to modern day. It's really freaking cool.
All right, Jay.
So, all right.
Openings, Jay. What do you look for in a good opening?
A good song. Mainly. Mine a banger is, song.
Yeah, song plus visuals.
Yes.
As we'll get
into... I know...
Yeah, we'll get to endings.
For sure you go into the visuals more than I do.
Yeah, when we get to the ending, what makes a good ending for me is more of the song than the visuals, I would say. But for opening, it's a song, a banger song, and banger visuals. So who do you have for honorable mentions, Jay?
All right, I got two honorable mentions. Do you want me to just say both of them?
Yeah.
All right. So I have... Kimi no Todoke, the first opening song. It's called Kimi no Todoke by Tomo.
That song?
Yeah. By Tomofumi Tanizawa. It's pretty good song. I really like that one. It's like
pretty song.
Very nostalgic for me. Really enjoyed it. And my other honorable mention is the first opening for Gundam Witch from Mercury. Another banger song. Yeah. Really loved it.
So I have Once in a Lifetime Celebration by Naomi Ozawa. That's the Uzaki-chan, the opening. Fun, energetic opening, funny visuals.
Right.
Really gets you in the mood to laugh. And then my final honorable mention is Wake Up by Pelic. It's the One Piece 17 opening. It's the first One Piece opening in a hot minute that I really, really like.
Okay. Yeah,
really good. Shout out to Knocking Over the Table and Robin picking it up with her devil fruit.
With her hand. I didn't mention that for Gundam Witch of Mercury, the song is called Shuku Fuku, and that's by Yao Sobi.
Yeah, Yao Sobi might make a...
Is going to make another appearance
somewhere
for
here.
Me as well.
Number five, Jay. What do you got?
Number five. I have an anime that you don't like. Outlaw Star. The song is called Through the Night, and that's by Aramachi Masahiko. It's just a very nostalgic, like Kimi no Todoke, very nostalgic, but even more nostalgic than Kimi no Todoke. Really love that one.
You know what's going to be my nostalgic pick in my... honorable mentions. And I should have put it there. I have an extra slot, but it would have been the Case Closed opening.
Okay, yeah.
That opening's real cool.
Good song.
Yeah. Number five for me, Jay, is Run Room Sugar Life. Akari Nanawo, the opening to Happy Sugar Life. Man, again, the visuals in this opening, this definitely has those pastel... like light pastel colors in it. The visuals of just like her glass breaking and all this stuff. Really, really dope. Really shows off the duality of the anime. Number four. I have Chaos God Kimiwaru by Unison Square Garden. It's the first Blue Lock opening.
Okay, yeah. That's a good one.
I mentioned it before. It screams Danganronpa, this opening as well.
Yeah, definitely.
It has that really dope moment of like the drum breakdown.
Yeah, and the guitar solo.
Yeah, and it's they're all like falling with Ego behind them, in front of them. Oh, no, I think he's behind them, looking pretty dope.
Yeah, almost looking like a puppet master, I think, right?
Yeah. What do you got, Jay?
Number four is a song that you alluded to. It's the Urusei Yatsura opening. It's called Ayu, and that's by Sakamori Modi featuring Minami. That's the first Urusei Yatsura opening.
Yeah.
That one has really cool visuals, like a lot of like video game visuals.
Yeah. The dating
plus,
sim.
The song is really good.
Yeah. You know what's I found funny about that? That opening has a lot of really funny details.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite one is the Lum doing the idol performance.
Yes.
And it's just the people, how the people are reacting to the performance.
Mm-hmm.
And like the one that always gets me laughing is her mom. Mm. Her mom's like, because everyone on the bottom row is like, it's like her friends, Ataru, and then her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And like the mom is just like clapping along and like to the beat. very, very cute. That was your three, right, Jam? Oh, no, your four?
That was number four.
All right, what's your three?
My number three is Bloom by it's a Scott Pilgrim opening.
Yeah, by Nick Krytalky.
Nick Krytalky, yep.
Yeah.
Very cool opening. Cool bass line. A lot of cool visuals in there as well.
Yeah, fun thing. I mentioned Jay, that bass line at the beginning. It's like it's literally a reference to Scott Pilgrim, the movie,
mm-hmm.
which is like super, super cool. And a good band, too.
Yeah.
My number three is Idol by Yasobi. The Oshinoko opening.
Yes. Definitely a great song.
Great, great song. Great visuals. Beautiful.
It's like a K-pop, J-pop song. Like a girl group sounding
song.
Like super
idol.
Cool.
Like an idol song.
Yeah, definitely. Very cool.
My number two, Jay. You already mm-hmm. mentioned it. Bloom by Nick Krytalky. The Scott Pilgrim takes
uh-huh.
Really good. What's your number two?
You already mentioned it. It's Idol.
There's a lot of yep. lot of parallel thinking.
Yeah, I know. Definitely. But yeah. Good song. But the Oshinoko opening.
And then number one, Jay, what do you got?
Number one. You already mentioned that you don't have any other One Piece songs, but this I have opening 15 as the We Go as
that's a good one.
My number one, really a song that's like just stuck in my head, and I really enjoy the song.
Yeah,
so that's
good.
Why
good song
it's number one.
Mm-hmm. And my number one, Jay, and mm-hmm. it's called I Wanna Mooch You. By Maison Dees, the Urusei Yatsura second opening.
Aha!
Man, it was a tough time. I had the both openings on here, and I was like, I gotta pick one. And you know what breaks it for me?
Hmm.
There's a lot of again the great visuals of like him going to like gently grab Lum's horns, and then
right.
like then he like grips onto him hella hard, and the transition. Mm-hmm. between it's like really nice.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really dope scene where they're dancing,
right?
Him and all the girls, pretty good, really dope. It's like a nice throwback to the original.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so endings, we kind of alluded already, but my favorite endings are ones usually visually striking. But mm-hmm. I think it's the opposite for me with your openings. I really like a good song.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Do you have any honorable mentions?
Yes, I have two. The first being the ending for My Dress Up My Darling, or My Dress Up Darling. It's called Koi no UK, and that's by Akari Akase. Very cool visually, and the song's really cute, mellow.
Right.
I really enjoyed it. It goes like the ooh. It's really cool. I really like that song. And my other honorable mention is the ending for Interspecies Reviewers. It's called Hanabira Ando,
yep.
and that's by the cast of the anime.
Really good.
Yeah, really cool, and it like changes mid song to like a completely different song. Pretty
it's
good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Shout out.
For opening's
the,
really good.
The writing
too.
Sequence.
Mm-hmm.
Opening is also really good. I'm surprised that none of them made my list.
Mm-hmm.
So my honorable mentions, I got three here. Futari Mori by Duet's Affinity. It's the Inuyasha second ending.
Okay.
Man,
very cool song.
A lot of nostalgia to that song.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of sweet visuals to that song.
Mm-hmm.
Have a lot of memories of waking up at 2:55 in the morning and
that song's playing
on, and that song's playing. Yeah, like, oh man, left the TV on. Next, I have. Oh no! Did I swap these? I think I did. Oh no. It is the Utena ending.
Okay.
Yeah. The first ending. I put Rondo Revolution, but I'm pretty sure that's the opening.
Yeah.
But it's the first it's supposed to be the first ending to Urusei Yatsura, which is the super dope with her and Anthy paralleled in the prince's hands. Very cool. And the last one I have here is Yugari no Tori by Shinsei Kamachan, and that's the Attack on Titan season 2 ending. Great visuals. Firstly with a lot of the biblical imagery in that song, or in the opening or ending. And it's all sang by like this weird children's chorus, but like almost like in a like demonic way, which is really cool.
Yeah,
like it's kind of warped, and it's pretty fun.
Pretty cool.
All right, so for my number 5, Jay,
I
have the first opening to Blue Lock, which is Winner by Shugo Nakamura. Not a lot to say about the song, but it's the song is really good. Really nice, funky bass line. What do you got, Jay, for number 5?
My number 5 is the ending for Welcome to Demon School, Irumakun. It's called Nabe Buyu by Wednesday Campanella. Very cool, like, weird song. It's like almost like dubstepy kind of, but it's like in a upbeat kind of way.
Yeah, it's real cute. With,
like, they're all camping and cooking and stuff. It's a really cool song. I really like this.
What do you got for 4, Jay?
For number 4, I don't know what the song's called. It's not. I don't have the translation, but it's the ending song for Urusei Yatsura. It's the first ending, and that's been done by Maison Des featuring Kaf and Sumiki.
First I'm totally guessing what it's called, Jay.
Yeah.
But it's called Tokyo Shandy Rendezvous.
Okay, so I'm assuming it's on your list then somewhere.
It's called Tokyo Shandy. No, I'm just guessing, Jay. It could be anything.
Appreciate it. But yeah, it's a pretty freaking good song.
Yeah, really, really cute visuals as well in there.
Yeah, definitely.
That song's a banger as well.
Mm-hmm.
My number 4. Yeah, my number 4 is one you already mentioned in the honorable mentions, Jay, but Koi no Yuke by Akari Akase for Just a Darling.
There you go.
I love this, the visuals in this opening. It's so cute. The chibi styles.
Yeah, and they're like in space. They have space helmets.
Yeah, they're so cute.
Mm-hmm.
My number 3, Jay. Spoilers, we already mentioned it. But Tokyo Shandy Rendezvous by Maison Dees. So Urusei Yatsura first opening. Really good. I already mentioned what I loved about it.
Yeah.
What's the number 3, Jay?
My number 3 is, you already mentioned this one. It's Fukai Mori by Do. It's the Inuyasha second ending.
Pretty good.
That is a Duas super Infinity, good song.
Duas Infinity is a crazy ass name. What a good name for a band.
Well, for me, it's done. Oh, I guess maybe it's abbreviated, but super good song.
Yeah, Do As Infinity.
Mm-hmm. As Inuyasha's brother on the hill.
Shomaru.
Mm-hmm.
With his dad. In the dad's grave. Pretty cool. What's the number 2, Jay?
My number 2 is the first ending for Vinland Saga. It's called Without Love, and that's by LMYK. Very somber song. I really love somber songs as endings. And this is a really good one.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm.
What's your number 2? My number 2, Jay, is Mephisto by Queen Bee, the Oshinoko ending.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, banger of an ending, great visuals. How much more to say? It's really dope. The like the cool teddy bear puppet master visual at the beginning.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Really dope. Who's your number two?
I already said my number two. Oh, what's your number one,
my Aaron? Number one. Oh, man. My number one is Red Birthmark by Aina the End, which is the Little Witch from Mercury ending.
Okay, yeah.
Man, really
the
cool.
The first ending?
The second ending.
Okay. It's
the one where Minarin and Soleta are dancing at near the end.
Yeah.
Really cool. It also is like a really cool allusion to the gun bits being the part of her sister's soul and stuff in that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Really dope. Like, it's like a really cool allusion to, not even allusion, it's a foreshadow. Because at that point, mm-hmm. we don't even know what they are.
Right.
When you see that first opening, so, or second opening. So, really dope. Really like it.
Mm-hmm.
What's your number one, Jay?
My number one, and with the same theme of being somber, is the Black Lagoon ending called Don't Look Behind. It's by Edison. It's just a piano song with Revy walking with a nice, cool drum solo at the end. Very, very cool.
All right, Jay. Let's go most disappointing first.
Most disappointing anime.
So don't have any honorable mentions, and I only have two.
Okay. So I have five.
So go ahead. You can kick it off.
All right. For me, number five, I have Welcome to Demon School, season 3.
Mm-hmm.
Just not as fun as the other.
No, yeah, anime. Not as fun as I wanted it to be.
Right. I mean, it's cool. The new teachers are cool and stuff, but not as fun as the other seasons. Not as cool as the evil Irma.
Right.
My number four is My Master Has No Tail. Just disappointing because, like, you and me both like Rakugo, and this is kind of, like, not really a good representation of Rakugo.
You know what? I've come to the realization. I don't think we talked about this in the podcast, but I'm pretty sure we just like Rakugo Shinju and not Rakugo.
Maybe.
Yeah, for being fair, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's your number three, Jay? Sorry.
Oh, yeah, you only have two, huh?
Yeah, only have two.
My number three is Do It Yourself.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was going to be more fun than it was.
That's fun.
It doesn't mean it's bad, but I was hoping for something different.
Right, right.
It was an anime I was excited for.
All right, so what's your number two, Jay? Sorry to get you all these in a row.
It's fine. My number two is the third season of Is It Wrong to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon?
Really?
Yes. Because it wasn't, I don't know, it's just like one like really basic plot line.
Right.
It wasn't my cup of tea. The characters were cool, but.
What about Belle getting punched into the stratosphere by the Minotaur? That was pretty cool.
That was dope.
My number two, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't mentioned it yet, which I'm like, cool. But Banana Fish. Man.
Okay, yeah.
What a cool concept to just like drop. And mm-hmm. we were, I think ever since it aired, we were like, man, we got to cover this Banana Fish. And
yeah.
Didn't live up to the hype that we put on it ourselves.
Right.
And my number one, you already mentioned it, but Welcome to Demon School, Irma.
Oh, okay.
Man, I love that second season. Mm-hmm. And I really liked where it was going. And I kind of still like where it's going.
Right.
It just
hasn't gotten there yet.
Man, it took a little detour, I think, on this season.
Okay. And, my number one.
Yeah.
My number one is a Salaryman's Club.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it just wasn't as cool
what you
as
wanted.
I thought. Of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not what I wanted.
All right. Most surprising, Jay. I got three.
Okay. I got five. My number five is interspecies reviewers. Just because, okay, like, just because the concept itself, I don't know if I would enjoy like a over the top ecchi anime, and it ended up being a lot more than just that.
Yeah, it's
like,
very it was fun.
Just like just a very fun, funny anime.
A very fun and informative anime.
Mm-hmm.
A more ecchi Masa Musume.
Right.
And very good. Real quick, Jay, what was, I forget, but what was your favorite brothel?
Oh, man, I don't remember.
That's fine.
Maybe the fairy one.
The fairy one's pretty good. I love that fairy girl's hilarious.
Do you have? Three?
I have three, yeah. So you can go for one more.
All right, so like my next three picks are just based because I had like zero knowledge of these animes and they ended up being really good. But number four is Blue Lock because I never heard of this anime, and it's a sports anime at that, and it was a pretty freaking good anime.
My number three, Jay,
mm-hmm,
is Vinland Saga Season 2.
Hey.
I remember when we first saw Vinland Saga, it was like not, the first season's not like my cup of tea. I was like, it's good. It's one of those anime where you're like, oh, it's good. It's just that, I don't know, I don't really like it.
Right.
To go all the way to like, oh no, now it's a character study. about
has like, nothing to do with like action or anything.
Yeah. And like, this is all about Thorfinn trying to redeem himself and trying to find mm-hmm happiness. Almost basically just damn near the same story as Megalobox 2.
Right.
Like, it's just about a person trying to find themselves.
Mm-hmm.
In a world that's like fucked up, and
yeah, it's a good comparison.
Yeah, really good. What's your number three, Jim?
My number three is Oshinoko, because again, like I had no idea what it was about or anything like that, and in fact that it's like a just another being reincarnated as something else kind of anime, mm-hmm, and it for being really good.
Didn't you say it like surprising. Threw you through a loop? You're like, what the? my number two, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Gundam 00.
Yeah, that is surprising.
Yeah, so I really did not like. I know when we were doing the list, when we were compounding it.
Mm-hmm.
You had it higher. Very than high. Yeah, mine was way higher than yours. Mm-hmm. I really just like. They addressed my kind of big concern in the first one, which was, you know, let's focus on the characters so we, like, care about them more. Mm-hmm. And they did. They took the smaller cast because some of them had died and
right
made you care about the ones that were alive still.
Mm.
What's your number two, Jay?
My number two is Dangers in My Heart because it's another, like, unknown anime that I didn't know about. And it's, I am in love with this anime, so that's why it's super high.
All right, number one, Jay.
Number one for me?
Yeah, number one.
Number one for me is because of the first season. The first season wasn't really that great, and the second season I freaking loved it, which is The Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime, season two. I really enjoyed the second season and how like broken all the characters became.
Right.
And very surprising, especially coming off the first season. Not the first season just being kind of like averaged.
So my number one, Jay, it's Scott Pilgrim Takes Off.
Huh.
When they first announced this anime, I was like, I don't know. Why do we need a Scott Pilgrim anime? We have
the movie.
Yeah, we already have the movie. We have the comic book, like
the video game.
Yeah, we don't need an anime. And it starts off and it's like very, you know, note for note. The
one for one,
yeah, it's one for one, just the movie, mm-hmm, and like best of movie. And it was like what I feared, and I was like, man, this fucking sucks. Like, it's cool, it's neat to see this, but like, we didn't need another freaking adaption,
right?
And so I was like, oh, maybe we'll just get the adaption of the comics, you know, go a little bit more in depth and all this stuff,
right?
And then Scott dies, and I'm like, wait, what? This is something I didn't know I wanted.
Right.
And it just became something I didn't know I, like, wanted. And that's, like, an alternate story in the Scott Pilgrim universe.
Right.
And it was really good. I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay. Let's hit up one of our favorites here. And that's Husbandos.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have any honorable mentions?
No, I do not. How many do you have?
I have five.
Okay.
So what's your number five, Jay?
My number five is Miki from Revolutionary Girl Utena, the guy with the stopwatch.
Pretty good.
Pretty good guy.
Yeah, pretty
blue
good.
Hair.
Blue hair. Gosh dang it. My number five, Jay, is Kanchel from Interspecies Reviewers, the halfling.
Okay, yeah. I almost put him, too.
Yeah, he's super cute. The only thing that stops me is he has that weird sadistic streak.
Oh, yeah.
He's like a weird sadist. Yeah.
That's why he's number five.
Yeah. Speaking of tying up people, number four, Jay. That has nothing to do with it. But Levi from Attack on Titan.
Oh, yeah. Levi's super cool.
Yeah. Really, really dope. I should have put that scene. Man, I forgot my favorite moments. One of my favorite moments with him is, again, I really hated it. You know, when his girlfriend dies or whatever, he has to leave the body behind.
Oh, yeah.
And that heartbreaking moment. And then they had to ruin it with the dad being like, oh, my daughter loves you. She can't wait to marry you. She has a big old crush.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, come on, guy. Who's your number four, Jay?
My number four is Bakura from Blue Lock, the dribbling dude.
Mm-hmm.
Really like him. He's a really cool character. Cool hair. I like him. He's cool.
Who's your number three, Jay?
Number three, I have Senor Pink from One Piece.
Oh my god.
He's hard boiled.
He's hard boiled. So hard boiled. My number three is Archer from Unlimited Blade Works.
Mm-hmm.
Really dope. I mean, he's handsome. Handsome young man. My number two, Jay, from One Piece.
Uh-huh.
And that's my boy, Bartolomeo.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
He's a cool dude.
Cool ass dude. He's a punk. He's has a lot of my, like, characteristics. I like to be hit. Or not characteristics, but, like, visually.
Mm-hmm.
Good dude. Who's your number two, Jay?
My number two is Geld, the pig dude from Slime.
That's fair. That's funny.
He's just a cool, strong dude, and he seems very dependable. Really like him.
All right, Jay. Number one.
Number one for me is Shorter from Banana Fish.
Whoa, I forgot about Shorter. That's pretty good.
Yeah, just a cool-looking dude. Mohawk, sunglasses.
Yeah.
Really like him.
And my number one, Jay, my boy, Baro, the king from Blue Lock.
Yeah.
Man, what a cool-ass dude.
The guy that doesn't want to pass to anybody
or yeah.
do anything.
His ultimate ego. So tight. All right, Jay. Side character.
Side characters.
Do you have any
honorable mentions?
Honorable mentions. No honorable mentions. I do not have it either.
This is something I might have cheated. I put a lot of people from One Piece in side characters.
It's fine.
But my number five is Usi the Bull from One Piece. Really
pretty good.
I want him to join the Straw Hats.
You know, my five, I forgot where they're from.
What's their name?
Jury.
Jury? Oh my god, I don't know either.
Oh my god, I'm sorry.
Damn, he's definitely a side character.
He's definitely a side character. I was like, I don't even know how I can even, like, look this up.
Jury. That sounds...
Jury.
How do you spell it?
J-U-R-I. Oh, man. What was it? No. Because it's only like Jury from Street
Street
Fighter
Fighter.
is the thing that comes up.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I would have remembered what this was. I should have wrote this down. But yeah, whoever Jury is, shout out. You're gonna be number five.
Not the one from Yu Yu Hakusho.
What the freak? What could have been?
Oh, Revolutionary Girl.
Yes, thank you. Dang, you got did you just find a picture of her? That's funny.
No, second the second page on Google.
There you go. Yeah, Jerry from Revolutionary Girl. Thank you. God dang, I was gonna be so disappointed.
Captain of the fencing team.
Yep, her and her bowling ball. Pretty good. Oh, you know who should have been on here? The egg laying girl too. She's pretty strong. From
Oh, from Utena?
the reason why we get along so good is because you don't lay eggs. It's true. Number four from EJ, which I'm surprised he didn't make your husbando list, actually.
Oh, really? Who?
Yeah. Young Neil from
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Young
Young
Deal.
Neil from Scott Pilgrim Takes Off.
Yeah.
Good old Space Cadet. Really good.
Yeah, he's definitely funny.
Who's your number four, Jay?
My number four is the grandpa from My Dress Up Darling.
Yeah, pretty good. The one side character.
Really enjoy him. He's a good dude.
Who's your number three, Jay?
My number three is Dillinger from One Piece. He could have been on Husbando's as well.
Yo, your boy Dillinger, yeah.
Really cool dude.
Really cool.
His
Can't wait
horns,
to see
high
him
heels.
fight.
Yeah, I want to see him fight more.
My number two, Jay.
Three. Or
Three.
you already did three?
No, my number three is Choo Choo from
Utena.
I know exactly. From Wish for Mercury.
Oh, that choo-choo.
Yeah, that Choo Choo. The other one.
I was like, wait, you cheated too. You had two Utena characters.
No, Choo Choo, yeah, from Utena. No, damn it. From Little Witch. Really
You're
like
right.
her pom poms.
Yeah.
And she's a cool tomboy. I almost made the waifu list. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, she would have been a good candidate.
Yeah. My number two, Jay, from the good old One Piece, is Rebecca.
Yeah.
Yeah,
She could have been on
Rebecca.
waifu list. I
Really great.
contemplated on putting her on the waifu list. Even
Yeah.
in the couples category, she could have been in there.
Couples with who?
With Sanji.
No, you're thinking of Violet.
Oh, who am I thinking of? Or what'd you say?
Violet. I said Rebecca.
Oh, Rebecca, of course, yeah, never
Yeah.
mind.
Which is funny because I almost put Violet instead of her as well. A Viola. Princess Viola. Who do you got for number two, Jay?
Number two, another person that could have been on the husbando list is Mr. Chang from Black Lagoon.
Mr.
Super cool
Chang.
dude.
He's so cool. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Damn, I miss a lot of Black Lagoon characters. Mr. Chang is
Mr.
hella
Chang's super
cool.
dope.
Yeah, you're not
Shooting
wrong.
up, stopping the bomb, and then kicking it back to the bad guys. Pretty cool.
Pretty dope.
Oh, my number one?
Yeah, who's number one, Jay?
My number one is Sugar from One Piece.
Man, I
Super
forgot about
cool.
Sugar. She probably would have been my number one, or at least on the list. Super
Yeah,
cute.
Sugar's super cool.
Super cute. Just die already. My number one, Jay, who could have probably made the husbando list as well, but Einar from Vinland
Yeah.
Saga.
Yeah.
Man,
I
really.
contemplate on putting him there too.
Yeah, he's really good. Really like his strong will. It was nice seeing him hit rock bottom and being built up as well at the same time as Thorfinn.
Oh yeah, losing his family, his farm,
Right.
sold as a slave. Too much spoilers, I guess.
Yeah. All right, Jay. Oh, who was it? Did you see? You said number one already, right?
Yeah. It was Sugar.
Okay. Ensemble, Jay. Do
Ensemble.
you have any honorable mentions
Okay.
here?
No, just five. Five.
I have three. So
Okay.
I know I threw a lot of dirt on its name, but Attack on Titan
is your number three?
It's my third honorable mention.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't mind a lot of the cast. They're kind of cool, even though they're kind of like dumb. They're all very.
You said Attack on Titan, right?
Yeah, Attack on Titan.
Okay.
Highlighted by man, Historia. What was her name before that?
Oh yeah, what was her name? I forget.
Krista.
For sure. Yeah.
She could have made the, like that. Yeah, she could have made the wife of Liz. They're cute. Her, Krista, and the other girl. Really cool team. That could have been like a couple too, I think. Mm-hmm. A nice ship. Then Levi and his group. Even Aaron and his group. Even though they're kind of lame.
Mm-hmm.
All pretty interesting. Then I have Licorice Recoil.
Is it number two?
Is my number two. I do think a lot of that cast is like really cool designed.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should have just either stuck to a slice of life or action and not try to straddle the line between the two. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I really like a lot of those characters as well. And then my last onboard mention is Black Lagoon. That cast is super stacked.
Right.
With great characters, you know, you said like Mr. Chang, freaking Rebby as well. All of like Black Lagoon is super cool.
All of the family Moscow, all those people.
Yeah, super dope.
Or Hotel Moscow. Moscow.
Yeah. All right, Jay. Number five.
My number five is Fates Day Night Unlimited Blade Works.
You know, I feel like it's kind of... I don't know if we did we do Ensemble when that came out. If that was already picked, but...
I don't know.
I don't know either, but yeah, I agree with you. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
What can you say? There's a lot of cool...
Servants and people.
Servants, yeah.
Mm-hmm. My number five, Jay, is Interspecies Reviewers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just very strong. A lot of cute monster girls, and our main cast of reviewers is also pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
For number four, I have Urusei Yatsura.
Yeah.
Again, great group of for the harem and the girls. Each of the girls is like unique in their own way, and they're all fun.
Mm-hmm.
For God's sake, it's my background for my computer right now. Shout out to like Ten. Ten's also up there as like one of my favorite characters. Who could have been in the side. Very fun. Who's your four, Jay?
My number four is Outlaw Star. Just a nostalgic anime. I love all the characters in it. Aisha Clan and Sakura.
You know, I almost put Aisha on my waifu list. Yeah, waifu. She's pretty cute.
Mm-hmm.
I had too many tan girls on my list. Who's my number three?
My number three is Reincarnated as a Slime.
Yeah.
Everybody's super cool. And there's more people being added, so I'm excited for the new season.
Oh, there's a zombie.
Yeah, I can't wait for that guy. The skeleton. Yeah,
that's how he's better than Luffy, because he actually got a group of zombies. My number three, Jay, is Blue Lock. Man.
Yeah.
Not only is the current cast that we know of really good, the little taste that we got of future people, as we mentioned before already.
Yeah, and international people.
Yeah, look really dope.
Mm-hmm.
Again, very strong Danganronpa vibes.
For sure.
Number two, I have The Witch from Mercury, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Really love the school setting for this one. It's a really nice way to get to know everyone before shit really hits the fan in part two.
Right.
Really good. Who do you got for two, Jay?
For number two, I have Blue Lock. Just a giant cast, and we get to spend time with a lot of them. So,
yeah.
Really cool. Really cool cast of characters.
And number one, Jay.
Number one, I have One Piece. Is there any other anime?
Well, I don't know if you have One Piece as number one. I don't know if you remember. Not that we've chosen that before. I think last year we actively chose to disqualify it to begin with.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we were like, it's gonna be One Piece. Regardless.
Did you pick something different than One Piece?
Yes. I almost... Okay. So, again, we'll remember this for next year. Mm-hmm. Well, we got to rename Ensemble to, like, the One Piece Award. Like, literally, just retire it, because it's almost always going to be One Piece.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not really counting past characters. I'm just counting new characters.
I can see that. Like
just the people from Dressrosa and...
Dressrosa, Fishman.
Mm-hmm.
All that good stuff.
Yeah.
Give me one. Oh, I didn't even put it on here. I gotta remember that. Hold on, give me 1 second, Jay.
Okay.
Vamp for me. Hold on.
Is that just freestyle?
Yeah, just say whatever.
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 Went down to the beach and I saw Kiki. She was like, and I'm like, whatever.
Whatever. Damn it. I'm the United States of whatever.
Hey, I thought I told you, boy. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Boy, I thought I was playing dice. And Officer Leroy comes up and says, I said, whatever. Gosh, dang it. All right. My number one. But which is a. Thanks for bringing it up, Jay. Hmm. But my number one is Scott Pilgrim Takes Off.
There we go.
Yeah. Love the evil exes. Love Scott's friends. Man. Love.
Especially young Neil.
Love Neil. Love Julie. Love Scott's sister. Love Knives. Love Kim. Love Steven Stills. It's great. I love it. Probably the only anime on this list, and it just might be because I've seen the movie a bajillion times. The only one I could probably name everybody on the cast. And then you said you're number one, right, Jay?
Yeah, it was One Piece.
Okay.
We can disqualify it next year.
It's fine, yeah. I totally forgot to remind you. All right. Where do you want to go, Jay? You want to go pro tags, antags, or couples?
Maybe protag and antag.
All right, so protagonist, Jay.
All right.
I have one.
Honorable oh, really?
Mention. Honorable mention.
Oh, one honorable mention. Yeah. Okay.
And that's Ichikawa from Dangers in My Heart.
Yeah.
A cute kid.
Mm-hmm.
Really rooting for him. All right, my number five, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Is the titular character Utena from Revolutionary Girl Utena.
Yeah.
Love me some tomboys, Jez. We're about to find out here.
protagonist?
Pretty quick. But yeah.
I got a couple tomboys here.
Yeah.
As well.
Who's your number two or number four?
My number five.
Five.
My number five is Kiros from One Piece.
Oh, there you go.
Just a cool guy, and his backstory is pretty cool.
All right, number four, Jay.
My number four?
Yep.
Going into One Piece again, I have Jinbei.
Yo, Jinbei's
cool dude.
Super cool. Almost, I couldn't remember if I put him on my husbando list from last year, so I didn't put
Sounds
him on.
Sounds familiar. He might have.
Yeah, but Jinbei's so cool. I love Jinbei.
Mm-hmm.
We
learned in My Dress Up Darling that he's kind of named after the outfit.
Oh, Jinbei? Yeah.
That new outfit that Goro wears is called a Jinbei. It's spelled differently, but
pretty cool.
Sounds the same.
My number four, Jay, is Suletta Mercury from I was going to say Little Witch. Gundam Witch of Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool. I really like how it really turns around her head in the second half of being like, she's the reason why she's so moe is literally because she's been sheltered her whole life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And like doesn't understand, like she literally doesn't understand stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so, I really like that turn of that character trope.
Right.
It makes it more like Lucidius in that way. I mean, that's not even the right word. But, yeah. Who's next? Who do you got, Jay, for number four?
Well, my next is number three. Jinbei was four.
Sorry.
Yeah, what my number three, echoing yours, is Silhouetta Mercury. Just a character that you want to root for.
Good old Silhouetta Forgetta. One of my favorite jokes. Make a joke. What is it? It's make a joke everyone will laugh at. It's a really good on her list of things to do. Pretty good. My number three, Jay, is Sato from Happy Sugar Life.
Yeah.
Man, talk about like a very sad and depressing character. Mm-hmm. And again, like flipping it as like, she's sad and like extremely depressed.
Yeah.
But still has to like hide it. Very dark character.
Mm-hmm.
A character that, again, you're rooting against the whole time. She's like an anti-hero in that aspect. Yeah. And, you want her to get her comeuppance, and she kind of doesn't get it. She's kind of like the hero at the end. For number two, Jay,
mm-hmm.
I have Arbori Thorfinn from
Vinland
Saga, season two.
Yeah.
Very dope to see this man grow from like an edgy teenager to like, I have no enemies.
Right.
Very, very cool. Anime answers the old adage, what happens when everything is like taken from you.
Right.
What's next, Jay?
My number two, kind of echoing the protagonist / antagonist, is Revy from Black Lagoon.
Yeah.
Really cool. Gung-ho, literally, girl.
And number one, Jay, who do you got?
Number one, you already said it, but Thorfinn. Really loved him. Loved his transformation, becoming a pacifist of sorts. Really loved him.
My number one, Jay. Again, mm-hmm. the bias comes in strong, but it's Ramona Flowers from Scott Pilgrim Takes Off.
All right.
Man. So just coming from like the movie, Ramona gets shafted in there, and she's like not her, like she's just like a MacGuffin at the end,
right
near the end of the movie. She doesn't not really a character. I love that not only this it starts off like she's now the main character of the anime. We get that those beautiful openings of her changing her hair color every episode.
Oh yeah, those are so cool,
which are so dope. We also get to see her actually fight her own battles. She doesn't need Scott to fight her battles for her, and she goes and rectifies her exes. It's pretty good. Yep. All right, Jay. Antagonist.
This is the one I had the hardest time putting together, but I think you have a good list here.
So we'll go number five, Jay. What do you got?
Number five, I have Canute from Vinland Saga.
Mm-hmm.
Another kind of character that does like a kind of, not a drastic transformation, but is very different from the first season.
Yeah, it's like a reverse, it's like not reverse character development, but reverse of Thorfinn.
Right.
He's like this he's like sheltered a timid child, person. Timid, don't want to have violence, and then becomes like this crazy like warrior king.
Right. Super cool.
My number five, Jay, is Prospera Mercury from Witch from Mercury.
Her mom?
Yep, her mom. And it's, I don't know, I'm like, I'm not a father, but you could probably agree with the thing of like, you lose your child, you want to do everything you can to get him back within reason, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like the dark, like, not to move on, to be like, no, I would need to find a way to bring my kid back.
Right.
And it's very moving in that way.
Mm-hmm.
My number four, I have Akio and Anthy from Utena.
Right.
Really cool. They're kind of like the not secret villains, but they're like very obviously the villains. But we get that really cool story with the sleeping prince and the witch,
right?
And it puts into perspective everything up to that point. Mm-hmm. Very dope, really cool. Who do you got, Jay, for number four?
Number four, I'm not actually if this is how they call him in the anime, but it's the even older Scott Pilgrim from Scott Pilgrim Takes Off.
I think it is even older, the last guy.
Yeah, the last.
Which is Ryu.
The oldest one.
Yeah. I think it is even older Scott, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But but yeah, he's super cool and then got a really cool like final boss of the anime. Really enjoyed him.
Who's your number three?
My number three is kind of like a combo, like your Utena pick, but it's Hansel and Gretel from Black Lagoon, those creepy twins.
Man, I forgot about them, man. Damn it.
I had a feeling you were going to forget about
them. Damn, guys, they're yeah. so cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got that one.
Very, mm-hmm. super cool.
Yeah.
Very tragic kids.
They even forgot, they've forgotten like who's who at that point, right? That's so mm-hmm. interesting.
What's your number three?
My number three, Jay, is Ego from
Blue Lock.
Yes. I love me a eccentric genius. And I had to put one. I didn't put Caesar on here, so. I had to put one. And Ego made the cut. Who's your my number two, Jay? You already mm-hmm. mentioned him, but my boy Knut.
Oh, really, there you go.
Really like his fall into madness with his yeah. dad's severed head telling him to be a rightful king.
Right. Telling him, oh, you're making a good decision.
Yeah.
Kill your brother.
That's what I would do. So cool. who you got next, Jay?
Number two, I have Fujitora from One Piece, the blind samurai, dude.
Man.
Super cool guy. Super dope, cool dude. Devil fruit power. I want him to join the Straw Hats, but he's not going to.
That's everybody, Jay. You.
Nobody's going to join the Straw
Hats. Yeah, exactly. Number one, Jay.
Number one for me? I'm sure you have him as well, but it's Don Quixote Doflamingo.
Yep, also my number one.
Mm-hmm.
He is a cool guy. One of the best.
Yeah. Very crazy bad guy. Only became a pirate to... What was the reason why he became a pirate? Not to... He didn't want to become a pirate.
No, he wanted to get his
thing back. He just wanted to... Yeah.
Oh,
very cool, dude. Oh, and he looks really cool.
Alright, Jay. Couples.
Couples are honorable mentions? Slash ships.
Yeah.
No.
My one no honorable mention... I have here Lum and Ataru. I wish Ataru would just like Lum better.
I know, right?
But they're such a cute couple, I think, together. Mm-hmm. All right, Jay, number five. I have Uzaki and Shinichi from Uzaki-chan mm-hmm. Wants to Hang Out W.
Yeah.
Very cute couple. Really, they're adorable.
They need to confess already.
Yeah, exactly. Who do you got, Jay? Number five.
My number five, an anime you probably forgot about, but it's Yukari Nejima and Rihanna Sanada from Love Is Lies. It's the
yeah, there you go.
The one the guy and like the person he was assigned to, those two people, yeah. Not the girl that he actually likes.
Yeah, they're a cute couple.
I like them together better than
the other one.
The original girl.
Who do you got for number four, Jay?
Number four, I have Aqua and Kana from Oshinoko.
Yeah,
the child prodigy girl and Aqua. Yeah, I want them to be a couple.
They're really cute.
Mm-hmm.
What
do you have?
Mine, I have Gojo and Marin from Dress Up Darling.
Yeah.
They have really good chemistry with each other.
I wanted to pick them too, but I didn't want it to be like too soon.
I know. That's like the worst thing of doing one back-to-back like this is like, you can't really let it marry. Like, is it really that good, or is it...
Right. You haven't, like, sat on it for a while.
Yeah. But I think they're very
cute. I would have put them as honorable mention. I probably should have.
My number three, Jay,
mm-hmm.
is Gideon and Julie from Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
Man, they're just really, it's really cute. Like, their story of, like, Gideon was, like, this, this nerd who didn't understand what he was doing was not cool. And
he had the No Fear shirt, right?
Yeah, No Fear. Yeah, it literally was. It was, like, the No Fear shirt. They call, I think they called him, like, No Fear. That's what it was. Right. But they, to make fun of him.
Mm-hmm.
But he thought he was, like, nah, because I'm hella cool. No, you just
oh, wait,
nerd.
You know what? Oh, God.
What?
I made a mistake, Aaron. I did put Gojo and Marine as a...
Oh, there you go. Who's your number three, Jay? Gojo and Marine.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just say that that's my number three.
Oh, is it?
It's Gojo and Marine.
Is it actually your number three? That's funny.
No, but it's like kind of interchangeable anyway.
Okay, that's fine. Who do you got for number two, Jay?
I have Ichikawa and Yamada from The Dangers in My Heart.
Yeah, and funny enough, Jay, number two. I have Yamada and Ichikawa.
Yeah.
Adorable.
Super cute.
Can't wait for more.
Yeah.
And number one, Jay.
Who do you have?
You go first, Jim. Who do you got? Who do you have?
Okay. I have Gardar and Arnhide from Vinland Saga.
Yeah. Pretty good. It's a pretty good couple.
Mm-hmm.
I have, I picked another married couple, Jay. Suleta and Minerin.
There we go.
Yeah.
I knew you'd pick them.
Gundam Little Witch from Mercury.
Macadamia.
The Macadamia Nuts. Yes, sir. Yeah, really cute couple.
Mm-hmm.
Really glad we got the confirmation finally that they are indeed a couple.
Yep.
Really, really cute. Had got their adopted kids.
Yeah. On Earth.
On Earth. All right, Jay, we got our favorite.
Yes.
Our favorite here, which is waifus, Jay.
I love all these girls on my
How many tomboys do you have on this list, Jay?
Tomboys?
I have 1, 2, 3. I think all of them are.
Maybe 4, 3? I don't know. I don't know if they're actually tomboys. But yeah, you can make the decision.
Yeah.
If they are or not. Do you have an honorable mention?
No.
Okay. My honorable mention, I only have one. It's Aloe. It's the fairy mistress from Interspecies Reviewers.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. The like raggedy looking smoking fairy.
She's so cool.
She's super cute.
She is super cute. You're not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't she number one? She's number one on that. Remember that?
Oh yeah, list episode? That poll.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. She was. I think the human girl won.
Oh, I think so. You're right. No, she was like the legend one or whatever.
Oh yeah, she was voted legend. Yeah,
something like that. Essentially, yeah. What's your number five, Jay?
My number five is Annie Leonhardt from Attack on Titan. The female Titan.
Yeah.
Super cute. She's super frozen cool. In carbonite right now.
Yeah.
Hopefully
maybe one day she'll wake up.
She comes back.
Literally, that's almost like a Chekhov's gun. It's like, oh no, she's still around. She's just
dead. You know, right?
Not dead. She's just frozen. My number five, Jay. We have from Oshinoko, and that's Memcho.
My girl. That's the Memcho. Idol?
Memcho, yeah.
Not an idol, the streamer.
The streamer, yeah. Super adorable.
Yeah. I thought about her too for like minor characters or side characters.
She's so cool. She's like, I'm pretending to be 17. She's like 28 or something like that.
Yeah, she's like way older than
me. Yeah. It's fucking hilarious. My number four, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tomboy.
Which one?
Ben 10 from.
I have to fight you, Aaron.
Yeah. From, what you call it? From Urusei Yatsura.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool with her cool ass chain.
That's it. I was torn between Ben 10 and the dark haired alien girl. The one that the crow people worship.
Oh, yeah, she's cool.
Yeah. But Ben 10 is definitely cooler.
Yeah, she got that red hair, that chain. Super cool. Mm-hmm. Who's your number four, Jay?
My number four is Kana Ichikawa. This is Ichikawa's sister from The Dangers in My Heart.
That's fair. She's adorable. She's cute.
Super adorable. Love her so much. Benten was my number three.
Oh, was she number three? That's hilarious.
Yeah. Benten, super cool.
My number three, Jay, is Mimiro. And that is the owl girl from the Predator Cafe. The Birds of Prey Cafe in...
Yes.
The receptionist? Yeah.
Yeah.
She's so cool. Cool ass owl girl. Who's your number two, Jay?
Man, I have some deep cuts for you, Aaron, for my top two. But number two, you'll not really recognize number two. It's Bella Laika from Black Lagoon.
Hey, Jay. What if I told you that's not a deep cut at all? Because that's my number two as well.
Bella Laika is so cool.
Bella Laika is the coolest woman of all time. She's so dope.
I know, right? I thought I was gonna surprise you with that
one. No, she. When I forget what I look. What I was looking at. Maybe it was the opening for Black Lagoon. And I was like, oh yeah, because I usually use the openings and stuff. Like if the girl's on the opening, usually they don't make my list. Because it just remind me, but this one reminded me of, oh, Bella Laika.
Yeah, Bella Laika is super cool. Scars on her face, beautiful.
And number one, Jay.
Number one.
I'm cheating.
For me?
Yeah, for me.
You're choosing Bella Laika again.
I know, exactly. No, I'm cheating because I'm using my back contact. Almost the same thing I did for Saber years ago. But Kim Pines, number one. Waifu of this year. She is adorable. I love her very blasé attitude towards a lot of stuff. Yet she's still like passionate. Pretty cool. Who do you got?
Yep. Number one is definitely a deep cut. It's kind of hard to say her name. Shiarly, the shark girl from One Piece.
Oh, Shiarly, Madam Shiarly?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't put blind girl from My Master Has No Tail.
Oh, yeah. I thought about that.
Yeah.
But I like all these other girls. But Charlie's better.
Cool.
Yeah.
You know who would have been a cool...
A giant, too.
You know who would have been a cool... side character to put in here? It would have been, like, the Five Little Mermaids. The little like fairy mermaids. Yeah.
Yeah. They would have been cool.
The one that have the like the two that have the same name.
Right.
Yeah, they're adorable.
They're like all like weirdly designed as well. Like yeah. Why are they designed so cute?
I know, they're so cool.
They're just like background characters.
All right, Jay. We're over here at the last award before we get to the meat and potatoes here.
Right.
Favorite moments.
Mm-hmm.
I cheated because I do have two from one anime, but I also put four honorable mentions for this one because I just remembered.
Oh wow!
I just remembered one as when we were talking.
Okay.
And do you have any, Jay?
No.
So my first honorable mention is Gundam Ariel versus Gundam Caliburn. Dope ass fight from Wisher Mercury. Lots of shit going on. Ends in that really cool rainbow blast that disintegrates all the the Gundams.
Yeah.
And then there's that really cute scene at the end, also attached with Suleta's just floating in space.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Minerin comes and saves her. Really, really cute. Another one I have here is the Queen's Death from One Piece.
Yeah,
the Fish Queen death, the Fishman Queen, mm-hmm. Or her assassination. Like, man,
dang, that's a good scene. What a I forgot
sad
about
ass
that one.
Yeah, it's a sad ass freaking one. I also have for shits and giggles here. Something that you didn't see, Jay, but I did because I went to go watch the Utena movie. But the the Anthicar.
How are you going to put that in there? I guess it's honorable mention. So
yeah, it's honorable mention. But... yeah. But the Anthicar. Yeah. It's really good. Really dumb. And then my last honorable mention I have here is Attack on Titan. And that's Eren versus the Armored Titan. Really dope, like, MMA-influenced fight.
Yeah, right there by the wall, right?
Yeah. Super, super dope. I wish there was more shit like that in the anime.
I know, right? Hopefully there's in the coming seasons that we haven't watched yet.
Number five, Jay.
Number five, for me?
Yep.
My number five is kind of a joke pick, but it's a scene that I freaking laugh so much about. But it's Senior Pink brushing his teeth with a shoe brush.
Pretty good.
Really love that scene. It was very funny.
So hard-boiled. My number five is Ramona versus Roxy from Scott Pilgrim.
That really is a good fight.
Yeah, it's the one where they're like falling through the different movies and it's like changing. Mm-hmm. Pretty dope.
Right. Destroying the whole video store.
It was so good they did it twice. He did it again with Lucas Lee. Did the same thing. My number four, Jay. Mm-hmm. Is I wrote it as King's Ego Reborn, and that's from Blue Lock, and that's basically we were watching like the ego death of King, where he's like, you know what, maybe I shouldn't be selfish, maybe I should pass, we can get stuff, and he's just like, screw that, and becomes even more selfish. Powerful. It's so cool.
Yeah, he has like that black lightning aura or whatever it was.
Yeah, so fucking cool.
Super cool.
Who do you got, Jay?
Number four, I have the whole first episode of Oshinoko.
Yeah, pretty.
It's like a long-ass episode, and it's like basically like a movie.
Yeah.
Has like a lot of like highs and lows. Pretty good.
Pretty,
I love it.
Pretty good lows, for being honest.
Yeah.
Who do you got
for number three,
Jay?
Number three is the town of Tempest completely destroying that rival army and those three cocky humans.
Man, they fucking roll them. That was
from
crazy.
Reincarnated as a slime.
You're not
very
wrong.
Cool fight.
You're not wrong. I don't think you can call it a fight. They just fucking roll them super hard.
Yeah. What do you have for three?
My three, I just wrote it down as Squish. And if you know.
Squish.
Yeah, Squish. It's
from what anime?
Wish for Mercury. Where she squishes the guy trying to kill Minorin.
Dang, that is a very good scene. What the heck?
I know, it's so good.
Damn it.
Yeah. Oh, mad. Damn it, Tony. It's such a great scene. And it's
I'm glad it's not on my list so that you could talk about it.
And it's...
there's no repeats.
Really great moment for her, like, coming out of her Gundam and, like, slipping on blood.
Mm-hmm.
And being like, ooh, I made a oopsie. And I was like, oh, no. And, like, her printing out her hand and it's all covered in blood.
Right. Oh, very good scene.
So good. My number two, Jay. Going to Vinland Saga. There's a lot of great moments in here.
Right.
Some of them being like Thorfinn and Hel. The slave girl dying. I ended up choosing myself. I chose I Have No Enemies. That's
okay,
Thorfinn talking to Canute and...
yeah.
Being like, well, what if I come and try to kill you? He goes, well, I'll just run. I don't want to fight anymore. And fuck, what a great, powerful scene.
Right. Very powerful.
What do you got for two, Jay?
Number two, I have the praying hands at the shrine from Dangers in My Heart.
No.
Very cute.
When she puts her hands to his.
Yeah, because he. Yeah.
Because
Ishikawa has a. Or, yeah, Ishikawa, right?
Yeah.
Or is it Ishikata?
Ishikawa.
He has a sling and his arms hurt, so she does the praying hands at the shrine for New Year's. Very cute. And my number one, you mentioned it, but it's not the exact scene. I have Gardner and Arnhide escaping / passing away in Vinland Saga.
Oh, man.
What a super sad scene.
Man. We talked about that. I was in tears that whole thing.
Yeah, and then you like see like their son. Oh, like, oh God.
The unborn very baby. Sad scene. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Messed terrible. Up. And that also sucks because he's like, oh no, you gotta think of the baby. Or the mm-hmm. He's like, nah, the baby's already gone. It's like, oh man. What a good ass scene.
Mm-hmm.
And my number one, Jay. You already mentioned mm-hmm. it as well. Oh, and wow. That's Ai's death from Oshinoko. Mm. What a beautiful right. scene. It, you know, that her last words are to her kids are like, I love you. And she's like surprised that she really meant it.
Right.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful scene.
Very much so.
All right, Jay. We're at here. We're at the list. The big list.
Yes.
Things that everyone has waited for. My voice is going out because I was screaming for the 49ers yesterday, so I am about ready to not talk the rest of the week here. So 41, Jay.
We did 41 different 41 anime this year.
Different animes.
More podcasts than that because we did One Piece a bunch of times. And I think there was another anime that took us
Attack on Titans has two episodes.
Oh, yeah. And Utena took two episodes. I think that's it. There wasn't that many that we revisited.
Yeah.
Or not revisited, but like done multiple episodes of this year.
This year. But there was a few of the long mm-hmm. ones. What was it? Kimi no Todoke.
Oh, yeah. That's another one that we did.
That we did twice. Yeah. And I think we're going to do that more going forward in this new year. I kind of liked it. Like,
yeah.
Doing half, taking a week off, doing the other half.
Right.
Pretty good. All right, Jason, 41.
Are you gonna show me the list, Aaron?
I don't know. I can read it. Do you want to read it? It's up to you.
No, okay. I guess you can read it.
I can just read it. I don't really mind it or not. Okay. 41, we have Miami Bringing Guns. Bringing up the rear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this an all-time bad anime, you think, Jay, or no?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I don't think it's Gravity Orange bad.
It definitely has some cool stuff to it. I mean, girls with guns.
Yeah. Is this
things explode?
I mean, it's probably bottom five.
Yeah.
It's probably bottom five. I don't think it's the bottom, though. Next, we have Canon. I mean,
mm-hmm.
eh.
Another girls with guns anime.
Yeah, weird. And with following it up, that up another Girls with Guns anime, Kill Me Baby.
Oh, right. Man, that was a horrible month we did.
Miami Guns wasn't even Girls with Guns month. It was 90s or 2000s.
Oh, you're right.
Aughts month.
Yeah.
Next, we have Chivalry of a Failed Knight, followed mm-hmm. by Salaryman's Club, and
yes.
My Master Has No Tail.
Yeah, a lot of stuff that made disappointing list.
I think that ends the bad.
Yeah.
Next up is like the good anime, 35. Mm-hmm. Our next is probably like the anime. It's whatever.
Yeah.
35, we have Love Hina. Mm-hmm. Classic harem anime.
Yeah. Too many kids in that one.
Too many kids. Yeah, true. Next, we have Masamune Kun's Revenge. Glad that it's just over. Don't got to worry about it.
Yeah, it's behind us now.
Do It Yourself. Mm-hmm. Is It Wrong to Pair of Girls in the Dungeon Season 3? Love and Lies. Nope. And number 30 is Banana Fish.
Yep.
Continuing on, we have Licorice Recoil at 29. 28, we have Handmade May. 27, we have My Next Life as a Villainous, X. 26, mm-hmm. we have Given. And 25, Case Closed. A lot of, we're, I think this year of all the years, we have a lot of, like, decent anime. Like, this anime portion is very big, actually, this year.
It's a lot of stuff that I picked. Yeah. I always pick, like, really just random anime.
Right.
Like, just stuff to that we can give a chance.
That's but fair.
A lot of the times they fail. Or just being, like, whatever.
Yeah, 25, we have, whatever. 25, we have Case Closed. Then we have Outlaw Star, Demon School, Walk on the Demon School, Aaron Raccoon, Season 3, Inuyasha, Uzaki-chan Wants to Hang Out, W, and My Clueless First Friend, rounded out the top, or the bottom 20, I guess.
Yeah.
And then we're still in the okay section here.
Yeah.
We have Kimi no Todoke. Gundam Double Zero, Unlimited Blade Works, Slime Isekai, and number 15 is Interspecies Reviewers. I think now we're in good.
Yeah, Interspecies Reviewers is definitely good. In the good.
Next we have Nagataro, Utena, Attack definitely on Titan, and Urusei Yatsura. Now I think we're in the great. We're in the top 10.
Top 10.
Number 10 is Black Lagoon. One of my surprise favorites of this year as well.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, very fun.
A lot of good in that anime. Love that one.
Number 9, it's Happy Sugar Life. Mentioned a lot during at least my picks.
Right.
Very fun. Very change of pace, dark anime.
Yeah, very different.
Number 7? No, 8. Number 8. Oshinoko. Really fun. I mean, this is like one of the ones I think me and Jay had kind of a big disconnect with.
Right.
I don't think it's that good. I don't really like the mystery.
You don't like
aspect.
The mystery.
No,
yeah.
I think it's kind of lame. But it's still pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the nominees for anime of the year.
Yeah. I mean, people love it. Number 7.
I don't know if it'll win.
I think it'll win. I think it's going to win.
You think so?
Yeah. It has a very high chance to win.
Wow.
It's not going to be Vinland 2. It should be Vinland 2, but it's not going to win. Next, we have number 7, The Witch from Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
Probably my favorite Gundam series that we've covered.
Covered so far, yeah.
Yeah. Number 6 is Dress Up My Darling. Pretty good ass anime.
Yeah, can't wait for more.
Number 5, One Piece. If we're at where I think we're at, by the end of next year, this might be number 1.
You're right.
I think we want to get to Wano by the end of next year, so.
Yeah.
We'll see, but I think One Piece is going to be up there. Pretty
excited.
We're
definitely going to
try. 4 is Dangers in My Heart.
Another really super cute anime.
Number 3 is Scott Pilgrim Takes Off.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2 is Blue Lock, which I'm surprised it made it this high, honestly.
I put it really high.
But it's fun. I mean, I had mine decently high as well.
Yeah.
I think mine was like 3.
8? Oh.
Yeah, mine was high. Yeah, 2. No, maybe mine was at 4 then. Yeah, it must have been. If we're looking at the numbers here.
Definitely a really cool anime. I can't wait to see the next season.
And number 1, with the bullet, which is funny. We had number 1 the same and the bottom the same this year, which I don't think has ever happened.
Yeah, we had other like couple that were the same, but
yeah. But Vinland Saga Season 2.
Yes.
Good ass anime.
If you didn't listen to that podcast, we definitely gushed about that one.
Yeah, highly recommend that one. Really good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, Jay.
Yeah, another year down.
Another year, another dollar.
Literally.
Yeah. So, very all glad. For the love. We're on our way to 10, Jay. We're 4 more years.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, no, not even that. 3 more years, technically, I guess, right?
Maybe we'll be caught up with One Piece by then.
Oh, man.
I hope so. On to the next series, Pokemon.
Pokemon, oh my god. Yeah, and if you like Pokemon, go ahead. But we'd like, again, we'd like to thank everybody for listening. This is a long one. Not as long as last year. Last year went on forever, I feel.
Oh, yeah. We went, like, I think we talked about 2 hours. We talked about each individual Pokemon anime on the list.
This year, I don't really. I'm like trying to get out of here. So, and plus, right. I think we did a pretty good job talking about everything so far.
Yeah, we did. We covered a lot of anime in the
topics. I guess we didn't really talk about Given. I don't think Given made any of our list, but or Banana Fish didn't make any of our list either. But yeah.
Given probably has the best kiss in any anime that we've watched so far.
Pretty good.
If you want to see one of the best kiss in anime.
So far.
So far. That we've covered.
Yeah. I was going to say that kiss from Kim and Roxy is in there.
It's a good-ass kiss.
It's a good-ass kiss, James.
I always think about the Toradora kiss.
Pretty good.
Very good.
With the line of spit. But anyway, guys, thanks for listening. If you hang in this for this long.
Yep.
Here's another year, Jay.
Yep. What's your favorite Pokemon, Aaron?
My favorite Pokemon is Mareep.
Mareep? I thought it was Ampharos.
I mean, it's Mareep and Ampharos. It's that line.
Yeah.
Catch me on the different days.
Mareep is definitely good, though.
Mareep is so cute. What's yours, Jay?
Tentacruel.
Pretty good. Mm-hmm. What about Poison. What about the ground one?
Oh, Toadscruel?
Yeah.
Pretty neat.
Yeah.
Not as cool as Tentacruel, though. Is
he ground poison?
No, I think he's is grass he ground, water? Ground.
Oh, he's grass ground? That's crazy.
That something like that.
Anyway. Until the next one, everybody.